We welcome you back to Motherload Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. We're joined this morning by the Calaveras County Fair Manager and CEO, Lori Giannini. She's giving us a preview of the Calaveras County Fair and Jumping Frog Jubilee. Again, that's coming up May 19th through the 22nd. Lori, last year was kind of the homecoming event. As you mentioned, this year the fair is officially back, you know, and it's probably worth pointing out that the fairgrounds never did go black these past 2 years, did they?
No, you know what? We never worked from home. Let's put it that way. Mm-hmm. And I just want to, you know, a shout out to my board and also to my maintenance staff and my office staff. They do such a tremendous job and they pull through. We were right away a testing site for COVID-19. Then we became the site for Project Room Key. And then after that, we became, we stored items for the county, for people who are have issues with housing. One day in August, I looked around in August 2020, and at the same time, we had a fire camp. We had Project Room Key. We had housing. We were storing housing items for the county. We were housing essential workers. And we were doing COVID-19 testing and a blood drive. That was all on the same day in August of 2020. Our doors were never shut. And like I said, my staff worked endless hours just to serve their community as well as my board. So I'm really proud of them. And then as soon as we could, we started having outdoor events, small gatherings, small weddings, small family reunions, anything we could do for our community to help them through this time. And we did outdoor movies. We had a drive-in. Mm-hmm. And that was really fun too. So, and then when we got into 2021, we started planning the homecoming and we also became the site for vaccinations. So again, so proud of my board, so proud of my staff, so proud of Friends of the Fair that, they just go beyond what's expected, you know, and, You really have, I think, to work for the fairgrounds, you really have to have a heart for your community. And my people really do. And I'm just so blessed to have them.
Yeah, a lot going on at the fairgrounds. The big celebration, May 19th through the 22nd, the fair kind of puts a spotlight on it. But it really kind of, what you've just been explaining, really shows the importance that that facility has year round.
So. Yes, it does. And I'm you know, there's a lot of infrastructure that needs to be done, but our Friends of the Fair is always helping us. We're able to get grants with our infrastructure. And this year in May, we're going to get to celebrate. And I am so excited to celebrate May 19th through the 22nd. So many great things going on. And, you know, you can get your tickets in advance, BJ, at frogtown.org. There's discount carnival tickets there. And advanced ticketing, and it's just going to be a great 4 days.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. And then, so give us a quick recap as we wrap up today. Again, the 4 days, what are kind of the main highlights you'd like to point out?
So May 19th is Thursday. We have our youth parade downtown, or kitty parade is what I call it because, you know, I've always called it that. And then kids are free. The carnival opens. All our buildings open. We have Murphy School of Music that day on the lawn stage. Entertainment on our main stage. The Rodeo Queen competition and also Miss Calaveras. And all of our children's entertainment. Mark Wilder show. Sterling the Bubble Smith, kids love him. Our cowgirl on stilts, people love her. So, and then on Friday is Buckaroo Day, and we have some really great things going on Friday. We have our Buckaroo events in the arena. We have, of course, crafts and the Lego buildup every day in our Tom Sawyer Hall. We also have our Ag Mechanics auction, which is huge that day. And then we have that night, Jack Ingram in concert. And we're so excited to have him. You know, he just won, I believe, an ACM or CM or ACM award, I think, a country music award for his work with Miranda Lambert on their new collaboration. So excited to have him. Saturday, another great day. All the things. Oh my gosh, BJ, we have to talk about fair food.
Fair food.
How can we not talk about fair food? What's your favorite fair food?
Funnel cakes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I've been having fun kind of interviewing the staff on board and finding out their favorites. But we have a new vendor at the Ranch House this year, Gypsy Barbecue out of Murphy's. We'll have funnel cakes. We'll have corn dogs. We'll have Chinese food. We'll have pizza. We'll have ice cream and shaved ice and all the things that we just love about the fair.
Everybody remembers what they ate at the fair.
Right? Whether it's fair food, corn dogs, you know, the big ones and the small ones, cotton candy. So, and Saturday we also have our Stampede events in the arena. We have our rodeo that night. All those children, all that children entertainment that I mentioned continues. So that's pretty exciting. Sunday, we start with the Junior Livestock Auction. We have the international finals for the frog jump. So important. I jumped a frog last Saturday and went 10 feet 10 inches, but I did beat Joe Kitchell, who's a professional frog jumper.
Wow. So, congratulations.
Yeah, I know. I know. I have to just say that whenever I can. So that was really fun at the museum. But the International Frog Jump Finals, the weather looks like it's going to be perfect to break the record. And BJ, do you know our record for frog jumping?
Rosie the Riveter,
21 feet, 5 3/4 mm-hmm. inches. I think we could break that record this year. And wouldn't it be awesome? 2022, full fair. We are back with our community and all those things to break that frog jump record. I'm looking for record attendance. I'm looking for record food sales. I'm looking for record sales in our auctions. And I'm also looking to break the frog jump record this year.
That would be one exciting weekend.
Yes, it would.
And do you have a favorite fair food?
Oh, do I have a favorite fair food? Oh, yes. Our new pretzel vendor. Oh my gosh, BJ, you have to try her jalapeno pretzels. They are so good. Yeah, that's probably my favorite.
Interesting. Very interesting. I'll mm-hmm. definitely check that out. Mm-hmm. Also, exhibits, are they going to be back strong this year?
Exhibits are really strong. We are going to have our professional art. The Calaveras Arts Council is really helping us. Kathy Massafero and Tom Fernandes are helping us put that together. I believe in that building alone, there's 120 professional art exhibits. Then we have all of our children's art and all of the things, baked goods and canned jellies, and we changed our table setting competition. I had some of our volunteers, Nora and Ted, they built wonderful little tables out of like pallet wood. So each table setting has their own table. I know I get excited about things like that, but we're just really excited about it all. And we're going to have part of the Angels Camp Museum down in one of our buildings too, plus floriculture and wine. And folks, BJ entered amateur wine. I happen to know this. We'll see how he does.
I did. We'll find out. And the professional show, that's back this year as well?
Yes, the professional wine show.
Great wineries in Calaveras County.
Yeah, we are. And it's, you know, it's the foothills. So it's the Sierra foothills. So there's lots of other counties that can enter. We have a good representation from Calaveras, big representation from Amador and El Dorado.
Very fun. Yes, I made an amateur Syrah, so we'll see what happens.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
Yeah, so again, we're wrapping up today. Final thoughts on tickets. Where can people get them?
They can get them, of course, at our office in advance. They can also get them at frogtown.org. There's a ticket link right on our homepage. All things fair there. And you can also get like a preliminary schedule there too, BJ.
Very good. So again, it's coming up May 19th through the 22nd. We've been talking with the fair CEO and manager, Lori Giannini, on this weekend show. Lori, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me, BJ. It's always an honor to be here.
And we thank Lori for coming on today and getting us up to date on everything that's going to be happening with the Calaveras County Fair just a couple weeks away now. Hope everybody is enjoying this Mother's Day weekend, taking part in all the different Mother's Day weekend events, including the Motherlode Roundup, an exciting time here in the Motherlode community, kickoff to the spring season. We'll see you back next week for more Motherlode Views. Again, we'll be talking with TUD officials next week about TUD and PG&E infrastructure and an update on those negotiations. We'll see you back next week for more Motherlode Views.
You've been listening to Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views has been brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.